Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Chris Miles here. I've lost my voice.
Oh, hooray! I hate him. Haha, got you. I haven't really lost it.
April Fool.
It's just a little bit slightly different.
Yeah.
It's getting better for voiceover work.
Oh, it's really gravelly.
Fortunately, I don't have any.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's good.
That's good.
Can you say in a world?
In a world.
You can't.
See, that's
you, you have to say world. You can't.
In a world. In a world.
See, in your English accent.
Yeah, in Northern English.
It doesn't, yeah.
No. In, world.
In a world where nothing is quite what it seems.
It's not the same, is it?
There's usually a vicious chain reaction. They usually have something like that in as well.
A vicious chain reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. In a world.
There's a very funny trailer.
In a world.
Is it
for Jerry Seinfeld's documentary film Comedian. And in it, they got, for the trailer, so it's basically how Jerry Seinfeld is starting his stand-up comedy again.
Right.
Seinfeld's done. He's all his classic material. He's put that all to bed and he's like, right, I'm going to start afresh.
Yeah.
Right, a brand new show from scratch. Not use any material I've ever used before. No back references to anything before. I'm going to start fresh. And it's a documentary about him starting that. And at the same time, it's interspersed with a little story of a new comic who's on the way up. And it's an interesting dynamic. But the trailer, it's really fascinating, but the trailer for it is they got one of the movie trailer voiceover guys into a booth. It is, honestly... The trailer itself is hilarious. And he's an old guy, and I can't remember his name. He's not with us anymore now, but he's like, he was the proper In a World guy.
Not Red Pepper, I was thinking.
No. And he walks into the studio, and they go, when are you ready? And he sits there and he goes,
In a World.
And people in the booth go, no, it's not In a World.
Oh, really?
Oh.
In a Time.
No, it's not, there's no time.
One Man.
No.
Two men, no, three men, a woman.
And he just starts reading, and they're like, no, just read the script.
In space.
It's not in space.
On the edge of space.
It's not at the edge of space. And he just goes into voice man mode.
That's great.
It's a great sketch in itself.
I like that.
Are you looking for it, James?
Yeah, no, he doesn't swear, does he?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't, but I'll let you check it.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, but he had an unbelievable voice.
In a Jeffing world.
That's not him, he wouldn't do that.
No. Although, it would sound good.
It would sound good. If anyone's going to do it.
Anyway, hello, it's voiceover talk.
Yeah. When's the last time?
My friend is the voice for American Express.
Really?
Yeah, on When You Call Them.
Oh.
Ross.
Oh, is he?
King.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he's been the voice of American Express for years. So when you call American Express...
Right.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for calling. And it's all automated.
Yeah. Ah.
So if you call in the morning, it goes, good morning. Welcome to American Express.
Or whatever. That's repeat fees.
Every time
I don't know
calls.
If he gets repeat fees. That would be a great gig.
Yeah.
But I had to call American Express, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And I'm like, oh, it's Ross. And he's like... Please, can you tell me the reason you're calling? And I'm like, well, Ross.
Yeah.
What it is.
It's like this, mate.
And then he finishes it and he goes, thank you. I will now put you through to the correct department. All right, cheers, Ross.
Yeah.
But I've done those voiceovers before. like, you never think about these voiceover things. I did the speaking clock.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Does the speaking clock still exist?
Yes, because I've got it in my phone as Woof. Do you remember? I don't know why. So the speaking clock is 1, 2, 3.
So Woof.
I'll type in 1, 2, 3 and it comes up as Woof, Woof.
Woof, Woof. Why?
I don't know. Hang on.
Put on speaker.
Oh, hang on.
02 will be 6:35 a.m. and 46.
Well, that's awful.
She's not putting everything into that.
The third stroke, the time brought to you by
O2 no, no, no.
That's all right. It's only 02, right?
5 a.m. and 50 seconds.
Now, what...
She cuts off when she's saying seconds.
When someone says to you the talking clock, what voice or what words do you spring to mind?
At the third stroke, the time, sponsored by blah blah, will be...
What's blah blah?
Well, Accurist.
That's what I think of.
As in the watch people.
The time sponsored by Accurist will be 4:43 and 10 seconds. And he had a voice like the end of days.
Exactly. And it made sense because they made watches, didn't they, Accurist?
Yeah.
Cost 50p a minute.
Does it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Don't tell him that.
Down. Is that what it is, 50, to find out the time?
And who's hanging on for the full minute?
Who's phoning to find out the time? You've got a phone. Mind you, it could be a landline, I suppose.
I'm going
to
tell you something now, and you're either going to go, yeah, I know, or you're going to go, really, I did not know that. And I don't know which one it is.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of phone you got?
I've got an iPhone.
Okay. When you open it up on your first home screen,
yeah,
what are some of the things you've got on there?
I've got the calendar, I've got settings, I've got my music, got weather.
Yeah.
I've got notes, I've got the clock.
You got the clock?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the clock, even on the little icon, tells the time?
Oh, yeah, it does. I've never spotted that.
Even to the second?
Yes, it is. You can see the seconds going around.
So if you got an iPhone...
It's spot on, actually.
...where it says clock, that second hand constantly moves. But those icons don't normally move.
I didn't know that.
But the clock one does. Do you know that, James?
I did.
Now, how does that work? And why does that mean that no other icon... Is that the right word I would use for it?
Icon's right, I think.
Yeah. Mm. But why does, like, the weather one not change?
Yeah.
Why do none of them change?
Well, the date one changes.
Well, you're right. True. The date one does change. So it's the date one and the clock change.
Like, when the first iPhone came out, it used to be always the 9th of July or June.
Was it really?
And
really?
Then they made it work.
I told somebody over the weekend that crisps, the expiry date for crisps is generally always a Saturday.
Yeah, definitely.
And they went, no, it's not. I went, no, I don't think it's 100%, but it's generally the if you look at a bag of crisps, the expiry date is a Saturday. It
certainly is with Walkers.
Anyway, we stopped off the services, went into the garage, and he went, I'm going to find some crisps.
Mm-hmm.
Found some crisps, got the date, got his phone out, and he went, oh, my God, you're absolutely right.
It's a Saturday. Why a Saturday?
So, anyway, when I did the speaking clock voice...
Yeah.
You have to record everything.
Yes.
Now, they don't get you in the studio for 24 hours, but you are in there for a good chunk of time, and your inflection and the way you say numbers when you go up as if you're waiting to say something... else?
Yes, it's all inflection.
Or something else. So the two somethings are different there? Did you hear that? I feel like I'm wrong. Play school. What?
I find it hard to hear inflection.
Do you?
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes when you say two different words to me, specifically if I'm trying to learn a language or anything like that, or someone on holiday is teaching me how to say something.
Yeah.
And they go, no, no, you say like this. And I just hear...
Do you know what? Again. Some people are tone deaf to that. Back in the day, we tried to get Rob DJ to record some scripts. Do you remember? And there was a line at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to go up to the end. So we go, so if you just say end, you go, all right, end. No.
Yeah, he couldn't.
End.
Not that level.
End. He couldn't hear it. Couldn't hear any difference.
But you hear it in for football results, for example. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool 3, Chelsea
0.
Nil.
I know what's coming.
Or.
It's a bit of a spoiler, actually.
Liverpool 3, yeah. Chelsea 4.
Okay.
Or Carlisle United 1.
No, they didn't.
Liverpool.
They probably didn't.
No.
No, 1. Because Carlisle United 1, Liverpool won.
Yeah.
So you go, duh, 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 duh.
How can they both win? That will be a draw.
Yeah, 1-1. It's a six-pointer. A hell of a game, actually.
At the third stroke, the time will be 1. So you have to go, you have to do everything bit by bit.
Mm.
The time will be, and you do that until they're happy.
Yeah.
And then you go, 1, 2, 3, and you have to leave everything. And if and then what happens is, when you're reading a list of things, you go into list reading mode. So you go, 4, 5, and they go, no, it's 5, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's every single thing.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, when I said the word precisely, I almost wet my pants.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
That's like the nerd voiceover world of saying hello, Wembley.
Precisely.
Yeah. What have you found it? Have you checked it?
Yeah.
You know, I've never shown you this trailer before. Oh, it's beautiful.
It rings a bell. I don't know if I've seen it. Let me move my screen.
Sorry. Did we find his name?
No.
Okay. It'll be in there somewhere. So voiceover man goes into the booth, puts his glasses on, looks at the script, puts his headphones on.
Ooh, feedback.
Oh, you wait till you hear this guy's voice.
All right, let's try this.
This is the voiceover for a comedian movie trailer. Take one.
In a world where laughter was king.
No, in a world, Jack.
What do you mean, no, in a world?
It's not that kind of movie.
Oh? Okay. In a land that...
No, in a land either.
In a time...
I don't think so.
In a land before time.
It's about a comedian, Jack.
One man.
No.
When your life is no longer your own.
What does that mean?
When everything you know is wrong.
That's wrong.
In an outpost.
No.
On the edge of space.
There's no space.
A girl.
No.
Two girls.
No.
Now.
No.
More than ever.
Stop it.
A renegade cop.
I hate you.
A robot renegade cop.
You're fired.
You're fired.
No, you're actually fired.
I'm fired.
That's nice. What a voice that guy's got.
What's his name? Hal... What?
Douglas.
Hal Douglas.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's no longer with us.
Oh, okay.
He's not.
But just that straight away, then.
Mm.
In a world, one man...
Some of those guys made some big money. Big money doing that thing.
Yeah.
In a world, in space, edge of space, stuff happens on that.
In a land. Why don't we do voiceovers? We've got cracking voices.
For that reason that we just gave right there.
Kibby.
I told you, I had a voiceover agent once and I got zero work from them, and so I left.
Me too.
I swear to God, I left. Part of the reason I got no work, I think, well, it could have been me, but they also had 19,000 people on their books.
Yeah.
And the chance of getting a gig was 1 billion to 1. I'd tell a lie, I got one gig.
Oh, a good one.
They came and said, hey, this TV voiceover advert has come in. Oh, great. And it's like X amount of money.
Hmm.
And it's going to be on ITV everywhere, apart from Scotland, something bizarre. Oh, it was everywhere but London it was.
Right.
And here's the fee. And I went, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, that, for what the job is. And I said, okay. So it went to my voiceover. It went from voiceover coming to my agent, to my manager. And me and my manager were chatting. They went, oh, this voiceover thing's coming. I said, that doesn't seem like a lot of money. And they went, no, I'll go back and ask them. Okay. And the next day, my manager called me and went, you know that voiceover job that you asked me to go back on and just, you know, just say that doesn't seem like a lot. Yeah, well, they've come back. It was now 3.5 times.
Whoa.
Just over 3.5 times what they offered originally. And I went, hold on a second. Because they went, oh, that's good, isn't it? I went, that's not good. Because I would have done it for Threepence Halfpenny, but only for the fact that I said, that doesn't seem a lot.
Yeah.
And they've come back going, hey, okay, all right. So it's $50 billion.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
How has that changed?
But isn't this what you do? Isn't this your business? Mm. Shouldn't you have done that in the first place?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, well, that's what it is. Do you want to do it or not?
Bye.
See you later.
Oh, I ended up being such a great gig.
Mm.
Oh, Dom, what a great gig.
What a gig.
Can you say what brand it was?
No.
Can you say what?
Well, I could.
Actually, I was going to write something down, but we're on camera, so what?
Yeah, but whatever you were going to write down, you're probably right.
Oh, is it that one?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Yeah.
Can you say what line of work it was in?
It was a place that sells things.
Something that everyone needs, you could argue.
Yeah. And I'll have to stagger these stories. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yes.
For somebody who's been on the radio pretty much all my life, I don't do many voiceovers.
No. I did one for Zero Accountancing Software.
Oh, hello.
That was a good one. That's the last big one I did. That was about 5 years ago.
See, it blows my mind. We should be doing these all the time. We're on the radio. We have voices.
Yeah, exactly. Come and get us. Come and get us, big advertiser.
That said, there's an advert we're playing at the moment, and I can't talk about it because they're advertising with us.
No.
Not only just global, but this advert runs on the Chris Moyle Show, and it's voiced by somebody in this building, and it annoys me because I take things too literally.
Right. Oh, yes, I know the one you mean. You can't really talk about it, sadly.
Can I not?
No. But yes, I know the
They might want to recut it once I've pointed out what's wrong with it.
Have you got in contact with the person who's done it? Oh, you should do.
No, because it's only me. I take things too seriously.
Yeah.
They're talking about the taste of something. They eat the something, and then they say something like, delicious, that's lovely. But they clearly not got any food in their mouth. No. I'm sorry to take it too literally, but if that's the whole premise of the story in this commercial...
But people don't want to hear people talk with their mouth full.
Then don't write a script where somebody eats something and continues to talk.
Yeah.
You can't just sniff it and go, oh, that smells lovely. Anyway, here's how
you... Because if this was in the real world, let's just say you had baked cookies last night with Chelsea and you bring them in and you go, hey, do you want to try one of the cookies me and Chelsea baked? And then we say, sure, and you hand me one. And I slightly turn my back on you and I go... Nom, nom, nom. Oh, that's delicious. That really is lovely. You'd be like, you've not eaten that.
No, I can tell. In your mouth.
No, I'm eating it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
Acting.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, Matt Park Smith, who obviously worked on the show for many years, did a McDonald's advert after he left your show.
He did what?
He did a McDonald's advert.
No, I doubt
it. We get messages all the time going, are you in this advert?
That's Dexter Fletcher.
Dexter does all the McDonald's work.
Yeah.
Arabica beans. He was the first person I ever heard say Arabica beans.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what Arabica beans are.
He must record a new McDonald's advert every 3 days.
Right,
pretty
new
much.
House every 3 days.
Saved his bacon.
It really did.
Literally.
He's very grateful to them, isn't he?
Yeah. He's been doing it for years.
Mm.
Do you know that do-do-do-do-do logo?
Yes.
Do you remember, if you go back to, like, before dinosaurs roamed the earth, that was a Justin Timberlake song.
It was. I'm loving it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. Which I think was for McDonald's, wasn't it?
Did he then turn it into a song?
Don't know. I don't know who...
What
I don't
was
know.
The song?
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it was what the...
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
But now, all that's gone, and now you just get the... That's it.
Or did McDonald's see that and go, that's a good strap line. Let's have that.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. The world of advertising is fascinating.
Isn't it just...
I think.
McDonald's bought the rights for that song.
They did?
Yeah.
Wow. The
captain.
You know, perfume adverts are really weird.
Mm.
You know, like you see Johnny Depp riding a motorbike through a dry desert.
Yeah.
And then he's like got a snake in his hand.
And he's playing a really loud guitar with no amplifier.
Yeah.
How's that work?
You know why?
Why?
Well, perfume ads are weird.
Mm.
Because they're advertising something that you can't experience.
Yeah, true.
You're basically advertising a smell on television.
Yeah.
And rather than, which I think they should do, embrace it and go, this smells really lovely. I'm going to spray it on me and then someone's going to smell it and then tell you what they think. Oh, you smell lovely. There you go. Buy this. They can't do that.
Yeah.
So what they do is they deliberately make perfume and aftershave adverts a little bit weird.
Yeah.
A little bit odd, a little bit out there.
Very out there.
So that you go, what's that all about? What weird ad? And you remember what a weird ad. And then you see the product at the end. And the idea is that next time you're walking through, you know, John Lewis.
Yeah.
And you see it, you go, oh, that's that weird ad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll smell it. I'll see what I think of it.
Stays in your head.
Which is a very weird way to advertise stuff.
It's a bit like the Verisure Alarms thing we've talked about, because the acting is so... They've changed it now.
Have they?
I think Emma Willis is in it.
What?
I think Emma Willis does them now. Somebody like that.
Have you seen the advert on TV for the People's Postcode Lottery?
No.
Which features Emma Willis and Davina McCall. I think they're in an airship.
Oh.
While your man from First Dates, Jack Moulinex.
Oh, Fred Siriex.
That's
yeah,
him.
Not
yeah.
Jack Moulinex.
He's walking through the streets with a band or some and lots of other stuff going on. And they're telling you.
Oh, I have seen that.
Right, you've seen the ad. Okay. Try and find the ad if you can.
Yeah.
Next time it's on TV, look out for it.
Yeah.
There's a bit where you hear Davina's voice go, you could win a share of £25 million. And then it seemingly cuts to Davina McCall and Emma Willis in an airship.
Yeah.
Right?
Fun.
And Davina's took, they're both there in their little red People's Postcode Lottery uniforms.
That's it, got away from you.
Clearly they work for them now.
Mm-hmm.
And Davina's telling you, looking at the camera, in an airship, telling you how you enter or whatever like that. Emma Willis is literally like C-3PO turned off, staring at her. She's sat there to her, so she's on the left-hand side of the screen, and she's looking at Davina like this, Dom.
I love those little bits.
And the millisecond Davina finishes saying what she's saying, Emma turns the camera and springs into life.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing.
Oh,
and again, I think I'm the only person who notices these things.
I know.
And I don't know what's wrong with me.
I want to watch it now.
She just stares at her as if she's like just dead inside. Oh, I think. Oh, you might have found it.
Have you got it, James?
Have you found it?
Well, there. I'm going to assume it's clean.
Well, yeah.
They don't swear the postcode lottery.
Yeah.
This is a Jeff load of money.
So here we go.
That's your man from Sky Sports.
So there's people dancing in the street.
Because People's Postcode Lottery's big spring win is
back. Yeah.
Yes, in the April draws.
That's Fred.
You and your neighbours could win a share of.
Here we go.
Airship. Whether you own or rent, if your door is in the drawer, then you're in with a chance to win.
And it doesn't matter what kind of door.
There you go, that's robot Emma Willis. It's go back. She's just staring at her, smiling. Look, it's so awkward. It's so awkward. Are they in an airship?
I wouldn't have spotted that.
Because they've got to drive to the winner.
In an airship?
Yeah,
when was the last time you saw an airship over your...
Aren't airships pretty much gone down in history as not a reliable, safe way of travelling?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to have got an airship.
No, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, Goodyear, God, no.
The Goodyear blimp.
And look, the next thing is Emma and Davina are now walking down the street while there's a van going past.
Yeah.
What's with the van?
It's the lorry full of money.
Yeah, but you've got until the end of March to enter.
But it would be a back.
So why are they driving the lorry down the street and why that street?
Yeah.
There's too many questions
I have.
Too
many.
Maybe that's what Fred travels in.
How do they get down from the airship back onto the street where Fred Moulinex is and then the airship keeps on going?
They don't show that bit, do they? Why don't they show that bit?
They don't.
And this is the hell that is my life.
Yeah. That over-analyzed syndrome.
Justin Timberlake, by the way, was paid $6 million to sing the jingle, and he's since regretted the deal.
Has he?
Yes.
Why?
According to Wikipedia.
What did he want, seven?
Why? They don't play it anymore.
Do they not?
I don't know. Well, no, you never hear him singing it anymore.
Maybe it's the connection.
I think he's looking at it wrong. As far as I remember it, it was a crap song. I might be wrong.
Song.
And he got $6 million for doing the jingles.
It's not bad, is it?
It was based on a pre-existing campaign from Germany. Ich liebe es.
Oh!
Ich liebe es.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great German accent there, James, by the
Very
way.
Very good. I didn't know you spoke German.
Yeah.
Proof if it were needed.
Hey, listen, if you watch the TV show Severance, you've got to be listening to our show today because we've got two of the stars from the TV show Severance on. Now, I appreciate that not all of you have watched Severance. If you're Dominic, you've watched none of it.
I've seen the trailer.
If you're me, you've watched a few episodes of it.
Mm.
If you're Phoenix, you've watched every episode three times for both seasons.
Yeah. Phoenix has seen more of Severance than the director of Severance.
I think so. Anyway, we have two of the stars on. So if you know the show, we've got Mark and Miss Casey on. Now, if you know the show, you're going to enjoy the interview. If you don't know the show, you'll still enjoy the interview because I've tried to do the interview as if no one's seen the show, so there's not any spoilers in there.
Yes.
But the fun bits of the interview are the fact that Deechan, who plays Miss Casey, Deechan Lachman is her name, for about a year was in Neighbours.
Mm. Yeah.
So we end up, instead of talking about this huge show Severance, which is a massive worldwide hit, we do end up discussing Neighbours for quite a while.
Yeah. Quite rightly.
When are those on? After 8:30?
8:30.
There you go. Also on the Chris Moyle Show today. By the way, so many people are texting and saying they've noticed a robot Emma Willis.
Oh, right, okay.
I think she's actually staring at the camera. Someone else says, welcome to ADHD land, Chris. Is that what that is?
Oh, is that what it is?
I just don't know why I noticed these things. In the advert, he eats a crisp and then says, delicious.
Oh,
but it's clearly not got a crisp in his mouth.
Yeah, it could be crisp, could be something else. We don't know.
No, it's crisps.
Oh, it's
Walkers.
Right.
It's Walkers crisps.
Could be anything.
James. Hello, yeah. It's Walker's Crisps. It's Jordan doing the voiceover.
Yeah. We don't know that.
No, it is. It might be coming up in this app break.
It could be Monster Munch.
Why don't you listen out?
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Anyway, so if you love Severance, we have Mark Scott and Deechan Lackman.
Yes.
On the show. Thank you. I remember the names. Thank you for watching the first 25. Dominic's got your news next. Ta-ra now. The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
At Morrison's, make Mother's Day a little sweeter with everyone's favourite chockies, like Maltesers, regular price £6.
More card price.
£4. And milk tray, regular price £10.
More card price.
£4.50? That's better than half price. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Online at Morrison's Daily may vary. More card are required. 16 plus milk tray, 530 grams. Maltesers, 310 grams. Ends 30th of March.
How would £5,000 put a spring in your step? Enter now at winplus.co.uk to win cash prizes and loads more. 18 plus, GB only. T's and C's apply.
Hiya.
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son.
You're right, Arkin.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you ill?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear.
Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travelodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Investment scams, crypto scams, impersonation scams, romance scams. In the UK alone, somebody is scammed every 10 seconds. At CEL Solicitors, we've recovered over £100 million for our clients. So if you've lost money to a scam, we may be able to help get it back. Rated excellent on Trustpilot, you know you're in safe hands. Start your claim today.
CEL.
We listen. We care. We win.
At some point, we're all first-timers. When you learned to ride a bike, someone helped you, didn't they? And you didn't just jump in the deep end. Someone taught you to swim. Well, it's the same if you want to try contact lenses. At Specsavers, you get a free trial, a free consultation, and help and advice whenever you need it. So come on, newbie. Give contact lenses a go. Take the plunge. Hey! Ask in store for details or visit specsavers.co.uk. Conditions apply.
Your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Ooh, who's that?
She's
is automating invoices on the go.
QuickBooks can save you up to 8 hours a week, so you can bring your vision to life. Business differently with the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Now up to 90% off for new customers. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey, 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Did you check that you turned the hob off?
Are you still using that frayed phone charger?
And did you switch off the heater next to the sofa?
Did you blow out that candle in the bedroom?
Fire doesn't care how it starts.
Do you have at least one smoke alarm on every floor? Are they working? Test them monthly. It could save your life. Fire kills. Let's prevent it.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. I'm going to fill you in with my cold, my sickness update. You'll be delighted to hear. What a show this is. Talking about voiceovers from dead people and giving you an update on how sick I'm feeling.
Yeah, that's Thursday.
Wow. Terry Wogan will be turning, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Over to Radio X. Right, I'll tell you what's on the show as well in a minute. After the news with Dominic Byrne, it's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor's rejected claims that 250,000 people will end up in poverty because of cuts to benefits. Rachel Reeves says the changes will still protect the most vulnerable while helping people get back into work. John McCrory runs the Newcastle Food Bank. He's told Radio X people are really struggling as it is.
Already people who come to see us are telling us that they just don't have enough to get by at the moment because food prices aren't being frozen, electricity prices aren't being frozen, the cost of living is rising.
In other news this morning, Keir Starmer has accused Russia's President Putin of making hollow promises in talks about a ceasefire with Ukraine. The Prime Minister will co-host a meeting of European leaders in Paris later. It's alongside the French leader, Emmanuel Macron. Donald Trump has announced new tariffs of 25% on cars imported to the US coming into force next week. America is Britain's second largest car export market after the EU, and it could cause a significant knock to UK growth. There are warnings cases of gonorrhea that are resistant to antibiotics are on the rise in England. Officials say if it isn't addressed, it could one day make the STI untreatable. And Saria McKellen and Sir Patrick Stewart will be returning to their famous X-Men roles in the new upcoming Avengers film.
Ooh,
Marvel
what?
Studios have revealed the cast and say production is now underway.
What?
Yep.
What?
It's called... Well, I don't know what it's called. I'll find out what it's called.
X-Men are going to be dragged into the very successful and popular Marvel universe.
The new Avengers film.
What?
They're going into it.
Now, get X-Men out of the Avengers film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not a fan?
No.
Oh.
They're like X-Men. No. Ring them up and tell them no.
All right. Sport. Emma Raducanu has lost in the quarterfinals of tennis's Miami Open, going out to the fourth seed Jessica Pegula. The 22-year-old lost out in three sets in the end. Arsenal are into the semi-finals of the Women's Champions League after a 3-0 second-leg win against Real Madrid at the Emirates last night. Alessia Russo scored twice in the victory. This season go through 3-2 on aggregate. And Chelsea captain Millie Bright hopes she isn't needed as an emergency striker tonight. Her side are 2-0 down going into the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final. That's against Manchester City.
Keeping a clean sheet is, more up my street than putting the ball in the back of the net. I'll leave that to the strikers. But, we're extremely prepared and, we're excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Now, hey, before we do the weather... Oh, no, I'll let you do the weather.
Okay.
And then I've got something amazing. I think it'll blow your mind.
Okay.
Right.
Dry and sunny to start with for much of the UK. There could be some rain later and more widespread throughout this afternoon and evening. Temperatures up to 18 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic.
This is Radio X
from Global.
If you just woken up, good morning. It's Thursday, it's 4 minutes past seven.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So I think I've got a cold. I'm pretty certain I've just got a bit of a cold. A bit of a bug. Not a big cold, not a heavy cold.
Yeah.
Just a bit of an annoying cold. I've got a bit of a sore throat. I'm kind of bunged up. And as you know, if you've got a cold, it's worse in the mornings and the nights and the evenings.
Yeah, it is.
I work on the radio in the morning, so it's not ideal. Mm. So I sound a little bit hoarse, I think, but...
A little bit.
I'm all right, and I'll get better as the show goes on. Well, no change there, then. And I've got my... I went to bed last night with an inhaler.
Oh, yeah.
Now, these little tiny stick things here blow my mind.
Yeah.
My right nostril, as I went to bed last night, was blocked.
Mm.
So I shoved the inhaler stick in.
That's it. Hold the other nostril.
Yeah, and I breathed in through my nose. And then on the other side...
Ah, completely clear.
See the difference there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, see if that does anything. By the time I got into bed, I'm like, that is amazing. Mm. That is amazing. That is amazing. And you go, wow, that is amazing. And then you go, oh, it's blocked again.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does. I don't know what it consists of. I don't know what's up there blocking my nasal passages. I don't know how it clears it. And I don't know why it comes back again so quickly.
Yeah,
it blows my mind.
It is. And it goes from one nostril to another nostril, apparently.
Yeah, it does.
It
how?
Has to.
How? How?
I don't know.
How
does it know?
How?
You can't
Why?
Do two at the same time.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can't breathe.
Anyway, that wasn't the cool thing I wanted to tell you.
Right, but that is cool.
Thank you. Second story in your news today about President Donald Trump.
yes.
It's crazy, isn't
it? Is he back?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got back for another 4 years.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
So, he's putting a tariff on cars that are coming into America to be sold.
Into America, yeah.
The tariff will be 25%.
Yeah.
Now, question, is that 25% of what? What they want to sell it for?
What they want to sell the car for, yes.
Right.
Or is it car manufacturing? It could be the actual manufacturing of the cars. No, it would be what they... It would be the cost of the car because they're importing into that country. So,
right. Yeah. Well, which just means that the people who are making these cars most likely will just increase the price by 30%.
Mm. Yeah.
So that the 25% tariff is covered with a little bit left over. And that means that the price of the car goes up to the person who wants to buy the car.
Yes.
And so it actually costs the person who wants to buy the car more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his argument is that it means lots more cars will be built in America.
Right.
That's why he...
But
that's
next
his
week,
argument.
A 40 grand car becomes a 50 grand car.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were saying that that means cars, you know, made in Britain.
Yes.
And sent to America, which is the second biggest market for British cars.
America is Britain's second largest car export market, yeah. After
Thank you.
EU, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That means that the British cars made will have an extra 25%.
Yes.
So I was going to go...
Mm.
Well, that's fine, because we don't make many cars.
Right.
Oh, we do.
Mm.
So...
We do make quite a lot.
I did a little search.
Mm.
So we make little quirky little things like the Ariel Atom, which is a sports car you can buy, and the Ariel Nomad. Okay, so you've got those little quirky things.
Okay.
You've got all the Aston Martins, so the DBX, the DB12,
yep.
the Vantage, you know, all cars that none of us have. Then you've got Bentleys.
Mm-hmm.
Continental GT, etc., etc. You have a thing called a Caterham 7.
Caterham.
Yeah, little sport
car. That's cool.
Little sports car.
Neighbour Simon used to have one of them.
Based on an old Lotus design from the late 1950s. You've got the Gordon Murray Automotive TV, the T50, right? Which looks incredible, by the way.
Gordon Murray.
Then you've got your Land Rovers and your Range Rovers.
Yeah.
That's where James
is. Your Evokes and your Sports and all of that. The La, then a previously mentioned Lotus, I believe, Norwich-based.
Yeah, they are. Norfolk, yeah.
Now, I don't know about cars, but I'm going to attempt a car fact.
Go on.
And I might be wrong, but I think I remember seeing this, noticing it, saying it as a joke to somebody and somebody saying that's true. Lotus cars.
Yeah.
All the different types of Lotus cars. So you get a Range Rover Sport, a Range Rover Evoque, whatever. You get a Vauxhall Nova, Vauxhall Cavalier. All of the Lotus cars begin with the letter E.
Oh, I didn't know that. Elan. So you got a Lotus Elan, haven't you, which is kind of the...
Lotus Elan, Lotus Emira.
Esprit, yeah.
I think all the Lotus cars begin with the letter E.
Oh, I did not know that.
No.
What
if that's
that?
True, I'm very proud of myself. Next, we've got McLarens.
Yeah.
Other cars that we don't have. You've got your Mini Coopers, convertibles and everything. Morgan.
Yeah.
You've got those cars. You've got all the Nissans. You've got your Rolls Royces.
Mm-hmm.
These are all made in the UK. You've got Suzuki, Toyota, and then, of course, you've got vans.
Yes.
So it turns out we're churning out, I almost said a rude word there, a shed load.
Well done.
Of many vehicles.
In 2023, the UK produced roughly 905,000 passenger cars. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot of cars.
That's almost a million cars.
There you are.
Whoa!
Now, out of that list, what would you like, Dom?
A Skoda, probably.
Oh, yeah. If we could choose one.
I don't think they're made in Britain, though.
If they were, though.
I don't think Skoda, our show sponsor, can tell us off for us not including them in cars that are made in Britain.
I know.
I mean, Skoda.
Yes.
Skoda.
Yes.
They even have to tell us how to say it because we're like, Skoda. They're like,
no. Czech Republic.
No.
Skoda. Skoda.
Skoda.
No, listen to me. Skoda. I'm saying Skoda. That's right, and it's wrong. It's Skoda.
Mm.
Yeah, but we feel silly saying words.
No, you feel shilly.
Right, shilly. Okay. All right. Am I a shilly brilly?
You're a shilly brilly. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no, he's turned into Sean Connery again.
And you're stood up, just to be clear.
What?
You're not sat down.
No, I'm not. I am not sat down.
Excuse me.
Ah, we're having a show now.
Sorry. May I?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Nice of you to join me.
I'm not sure attempting to do Sean's voice.
Yeah, and you're attempting to do my voice.
See, when you do it, you always breathe through your nose.
Yeah.
At Sean, the end of everything you just said.
I Sean did during the Bond films. He would breathe a lot at the end of a sentence.
I've
not as much as I am now.
Excuse me. I find it disgusting that you breathe through your nose at the end of every sentence.
Well, I'd like to say sorry.
I think you should.
I will.
And just to let James, the producer, know, I'm about to do the legendary Chris Moyle show, Sean Connery joke.
Okay. And I will back away from the microphone. And the floor is yours.
You know.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Let me say, James, as producer of the Chris Moyle show, as I'm sitting here,
yes,
just quietly sitting, sitting in the studio with my friend Sean, who is also
comfortable,
sitting right next to me.
I am too.
In fact, some would say if somebody walked past the studio window and stared through,
you can't hear them because it's soundproof.
They would see us. Sitting together.
Yeah.
It was.
One by one.
Sitting
together.
I'm currently sitting in a chair. Well, I have absolutely no problem.
Yeah.
Sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
In fact, Sean, would you sit with me?
I sat on the floor yesterday.
Oh.
Yesterday.
I'm sorry.
I think.
Well, no, because it's more comfortable. It's much more comfortable.
It's what?
It's much more comfortable.
Ooh, look at the time.
Oh, it's 7:13.
7.
And that is my time to say goodbye.
Yes.
Jingle.
If you love the show Severance, you've got to be listening after 8:30 this morning because we've got Mark and Miss Casey on the show from the TV show Severance, and we'll talk to them, as I say, about 8:30 this morning.
Radio X.
Nice.
Coming up. More feel-good fun and games on this fine Friday Eve. Dom has a massive sack, and if we're lucky, he'll empty it out in the studio by reading some of the letters you've sent in.
That was so childish, Paul.
Plus, we're severely excited for our next guest because Adam Scott and D-Chen Lackman from Severance are on the show after 8. I know this isn't a request show, but can I hear that one song by that artist? Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
No problem, Paul. 7:14 in the morning. It's Thursday, March 27th. It's the Chris Moyles Show on Radio X, and we will start with Good Charlotte. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous from Good Charlotte. Blah, 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 blah. I've got a bit of a cold. Leave me alone. Stop picking on me. A lot of people loving the Sean Connery impressions. A few people hating it.
Oh, really?
Some people saying that yours is way better than mine.
Oh, thank you.
Some saying that yours is better than mine. lots of people saying that the Sean Connery impression...
Mm.
They said you should try saying a sight for sure eyes in the words of Sean Connery. I think it's sight for sore eyes.
That's what it is. They got it wrong.
It's a sight for sure eyes. Oh, maybe it is sure. I'll practice it.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams, paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far? far, tell them you're a keeper. Not about to lie down for your cause, and you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. In it.
That you are a sight for sure eyes. I guess it probably is sure
eyes. Yes, we've been practicing that all the way through the Kooks there. Or as Sean would say,
Kooks.
Oh.
He wouldn't say it like that, would he?
No. He would say
the Kooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the lead singer of the Kooks?
Yeah.
He's called Luke Kook.
Luke Kook. That's his name. That's just his name.
I hate when you breathe through your nose.
But that's what he does, though. No, he did a lot of breathing.
You enjoy this, don't you?
He does.
Yeah.
Yes. James, which money, Paddy? He does. He does do that.
I hate it.
If you go back and watch,
I need to scrub my skin.
which is the one? There's one film he breathes a lot. Whether he had a cold.
For Red October.
That was very good. That was very good.
Is it The Rock with Nicolas Cage?
It might be The Untouchables. He might do a lot of that with Kevin Costner.
He brings a knife, you bring a gun!
Yeah, that's good. Are you enjoying this, James, as a producer?
Yeah, very much.
Excellent, yeah, excellent. It's right,
you know what you are? Yeah. When I look at you, you are a sight for sure.
For sure.
That's what it is.
The Chris Miles Show. Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Jump into the Agile City SUV.
Radio X.
Beat the April energy cap rise. Fix your price with Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice. Visit octopus.energy/one.
We recycle our McCafe cups and turn them into birthday cards. That's a lot of celebrations and millions of happy birthdays. That's just one way. At McDonald's, we change a little, change a lot. Excludes cup lid. Recycling units available in UK restaurants. Search National Cup Recycling Scheme.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our spring sale, you can get a Bosch dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy five or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 9th of April. One per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort at travelodge.co.uk.
From all the drama to a world of wonders and bingeable box sets. It's adventure, it's excitement, it's bewilderment and awe. It's detectives, it's chases, it's even Geordie Shaw. It's Yorkshire Vets and Peppa Pig, all creatures great and small. It's Michael Palin, James May sailing, discovering a world to explore. It's real lives, it's saving lives, it's all this and more. Watch it, stream it. It's all on Five.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get our most reliable full fiber ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online?
Yes, yes, and yes. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
You betcha. All for only $26.99 a month.
$29.99 from 31st of March 2026. 24 months. New customers. 50% UK availability. Terms apply.
The Too Good To Miss event is now live at Iceland and the Food Warehouse. Stock up on 24 cans of Pepsi Max or Pepsi Max Cherry for just £7.50. Need to tackle a laundry? Surf detergent is only £6 for 100 washes. Or grab yourself a 4-pack of Greggs sausage rolls for just £2.50. Discover more big deals and incredible value. That's why we go to Iceland. Offers end 2nd of April. T's and C's apply. See iceland.co.uk. /temps.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, royalty!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, is it the end for the Hertfordshire Terror Hawk? Plus, laugh with the nations, yes please, but what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
And ladies and gentlemen, we go to Redditch, courtesy of Little Size Maps of Britain. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Woo! Amazon Spring Deal Days are here. So whether you're spring hiking or spring cleaning, you can save up to 45% off on all the things you need. From electronics and home to sports and so much more. Woo indeed. Shop Amazon Spring Deal Days. Ends Monday. With deals that make you go, woo!
Radio
The Chris Miles Show.
If you've been missing Chris's voice for the last few minutes, you're in luck. Here he is now.
It's a sight for sore eyes. Isn't that a terrible thing that I'm already looking forward to the weekend so I can have a couple of drinks and everything?
Yes.
It's what makes life worth living.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. Yeah. But I'm just, because I've got this, I don't know if you probably don't know because I've not really mentioned it. I'm not very well this week.
You've not mentioned that.
No, you haven't.
I'm a little bit sick. I've got a bit of a cold. And so I'm hoping it's gone by tomorrow.
Yes, I'd hope so.
So if there's anybody who's like, and no jokes now, because I know our audience are very funny at texting in stupid stuff. Oh, you want to get really cold? You take your trousers down and put your head in the toilet.
They love that.
What can I do to get rid of this? I've got a bit of a sore throat, bit of a bunged up nose, and then which is then weird because then in the evenings my nose just becomes like a leaky tap and it's annoying. So how do I get rid of that so I can basically drink on Friday?
Yes, that's it. We need a doctor, basically. A doctor in the house, please.
Yeah. Doctor in the house!
Tune.
Doctor in! Doctor in!
Dum dum, I got a hot one for you. Dum dum, can you take care of it?
Cold Cut featuring Yaz.
Great.
Is it just me and Dom?
Yeah, come on, guys. That's a classic.
I don't know it.
Well, that is a classic.
You're missing out. God, Captain would hate that. That will sound dated.
That will be very dated. It was pretty dated 2 weeks after it came out.
I'll try and find it, actually. Right. So, yeah, if you've got any tips on how to proper get rid of this quickly, then text in 83936 or you can WhatsApp us 0330 33 33100. Thank you very much. Speaking of Captain, this is just for you, Captain, because you love it.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.